This is Dr. Olivero dictating on a patient by the name of Samuel Garcia. The first name is Samuel. And the last name is Garcia. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old African-American, Hispanic male that has a history of end-stage renal disease that was associated to the presence of long-standing diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The patient has comorbidities that also included obesity, hyperlipidemia. Period in December the 22nd of 2022, the patient had a kidney transplant that was done by Dr. Wang at Tampa General Hospital, period. He hasn't had any complications related to the kidney transplant. The patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of Envarsus 2 milligrams on daily basis. The tacrolimus level is pending. And he has also Myfortic 360 milligrams three times a day. The patient said that he has been shaking too much and has been nauseated, and for that reason decreased the Myfortic to two times a day. I advise the patient to let the coordinator knows immediately the change that he made in the immunosuppression. That is no alterations in the liver function test, in the kidney function test. The laboratory workup that was done on in September the 5th, the serum creatinine is 1.4, the BUN is 17. The estimated EFR is 55. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits. The liver function tests are with normal limits. The patient doesn't have albuminuria. The following number, the patient has a diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension. This essential hypertension has been under control. Blood pressure today, 117 over 75. Following number, obstructing sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been under control. The cholesterol is 174, HDL 27, LDL is 115, and triglycerides 216. The patient is advised to deal with this by decreasing the amount of meats that he has in the diet. In other words, the industrial production of meats should be suppressed. He has to have a plant-based diet. He's 211 pounds. He's advised to lose at least 5 pounds prior to coming back here. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without evidence of esophagitis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis associated to the weight, and he has also evidence of peripheral neuropathy that I am going to treat just with the blood sugar control, decrease the administration of fat in the diet, and increase the activity. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. The minutes it spent reviewing the lab with 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes. Back in December with lab, the BK virus was negative.